Hello and welcome to the Courageous Path podcast. I'm Rachel Horton White of Soulful Work Intuitive Consulting. Here you will find meditations to help you expand your consciousness, connect with your subconscious mind, and just find peace and healing in your life. You will also find interviews with inspiring people that have done courageous things in their lives. In my work with Soulful Work Intuitive Consulting, I support awakening souls to develop their intuition, release stuck patterns of the ego, uncover their soul purpose, and really move into higher states of consciousness to help them awaken as we move through this massive shift in consciousness as a human race. All of this leading towards feeling more fulfilled, more peaceful, and more joyful in their lives. I do intuitive readings in the Akashic Records, hypnotherapy, past life regressions, life coaching, meditation teaching. I offer writing tools and exercises, teach a variety of classes, including a 10-month intuitive guide program and how to read the Akashic Records class. I recently wrote a book called Tools for the Awakening Soul, a guide to activate your intuition and uncover your life's purpose, which I am very excited to share with as many people as will read it. Music here is by my husband, Chris Kemp White. And you can learn more about him at www.chriskempwhite.com. To learn more about me, visit soulfulworkconsulting.com or rachelhortonwhite.com. And as always, please follow or subscribe to hear more meditations and interviews as they're added. Thanks so much, and I hope you enjoy. So let's close our eyes. Take a deep breath in, slowly let it out. Do this a few more times. Holding at the top of the inhale. And then slowly, slowly exhaling out. Anchoring into your body. Last time, expanding the lungs with air, filling them with air. And then slowly letting your body melt as the air just flows out of your nose and mouth. Just allow the breath to flow naturally. Taking a moment to observe how you're feeling this moment. Trying not to judge yourself or ruminate, but just notice, assessing what's happening. See if you can just turn down the volume in the thoughts or sweep away the thoughts. Imagine they're dissolving, like one of those little tablets you put in water and then it just dissolves away. Just let the thoughts be cleared away just for a moment. And imagine how peaceful it would feel as if you were looking through a clear glass of water. Or into a clear body of water, seeing all the way to the bottom. Sense of clarity and stillness. Just continue to breathe, allow the breath to flow as it wants to. Noticing how the breath other areas in your body that the air within the breath is flowing more easily to? Are there areas where you feel there's some blockage and you could just intentionally send the breath through that area? To circulate around through your inhale in light. As if you could just soak it up, like one of those movies when somebody's smelling beautiful aroma and the aroma goes in through their nostrils and you could see it. Beautiful light like that. Maybe it's white, yellow, or golden light, or some other color, pink. You're breathing it in and it wafts in and it flows through your throat, into your heart, and somehow it migrates through your body. And as this light moves, like a domino effect, every cell in your body becomes illuminated, lights up, receiving this light. But the light doesn't just stay in your body, it flows out through your feet, through your hands, out. It flows in both directions, out through your head. It's just flowing, circulating, and you're in this pillar of light where light is continuing to flow into your heart and being poured, like somebody's pouring light on top of you, your crown chakra, top of your head. It's coming in from the earth and it's flowing down into the earth. Maybe there's some different colors that are coming in, rainbows, crystalline, shimmering light. Notice what colors are here. Notice there's one color that's coming up for you. If it's green, could be the presence of Archangel Raphael, and there's some healing happening. If it's purple, could be Archangel Michael, or blue. If it's gold, could be Archangel Uriel. If it's pink, could be Jophiel, and I mentioned earlier. Different colors associated with different angels and different rays of light, violet ray, blue ray. Just trusting that you're receiving what you're meant to receive in this moment. And as this light flows through you, but also flowing out of you into the earth, the bottoms of your feet, out through, if you're sitting in a building, imagine that it's flowing out through the floor and flowing down into the soil and circulating through the ground and flowing for miles and miles and miles until it's flowing through the entire planet, around the atmosphere of the earth and all the outer layers of the atmosphere, into the core of the earth, through the sky, through the clouds, through the rocks and trees and water, and feel your connection being at one with the planet, linked by this light. Take just a moment here to feel this divine light of God, of Source, of Creator, of all that is flowing through you, flowing through the planet. Is flowing, wrapping the earth in light, caressing her, to receive this healing. A mutually beneficial relationship as the light flows through you and through Mother Earth. And then back again, back and forth. And we're flowing, this light is flowing for each other, for those of you listening. And we amplify this light when we are in this space with other souls. Taking a moment just to seal this experience in. Feel this light wrapping itself around you like a nice hug. You can even physically hug yourself. Just sealing it in, touching different parts of your body, just grounding in, and then feeling that light surrounding and cradling the earth. And helping her as she moves in through the ascension gateway into higher vibrations as we as humans follow her at our own pace. What a blessing it is to be alive at this time, helping others awaken and carrying light, embodying the light that we are. No one said it was going to be easy. But it's going to get easier and easier, and this is what we signed up for. This is why we're here. This is why so many of us light workers have chosen to incarnate now, is to help shepherd the earth and humanity into the new earth in the 5D. It's an honor to be of service. So if you want, you can bring your hands in prayer position to your heart center, fold them over your heart, leave them in your lap, just giving thanks, just honoring yourself, giving thanks to the earth. Crash, clap of thunder, as I said that. Giving thanks to the earth. Deep bow. And as we say in tradition of yoga, namaste, the light within me sees and honors the light within each of you. So you can come back, stretch out, move your hands and feet, come back into your body, and open your eyes. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Courageous Path podcast. I'm Rachel Horton White, and to learn more about me, please visit soulfulworkconsulting.com or rachelhortonwhite.com. Music has been by Chris Kemp White. You can find him at chriskempwhite.com. And as always, please follow or subscribe to hear the latest episodes. Thanks so much, and hope you have a wonderful day.